ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Menachos Daf Chaf Aleph. Welcome back, everyone. A lot of points here on today's daf. First, start with the Gemara brings the miut that dam and yayin do not need melach because they're einam oilim le'ishim. Therefore, they don't need melach. Kenar points out this thing is the kulei alma that yain and dam don't need it. Matter that it's totally and totally oil leishim, they're not oil leishim. They're totally nacherim boyim lemchayva. So also they're acherim are not boyim lemchayva because you're not makter them, and therefore they do not need melach. However, the Rambam in Perek Tes Zayin Meiser Karbonis Aloch Yudalit says that minadev yain has to bring melach. The Lechem Mishner asks that it's not oil leishim. So we would ask that it's ein acherim boyim lemchayva. So how did the Ram pass on that it needs melech? Pelatik Aramba. Mikdash Dovin, the Simen Yud Gimel of Katan Aleph, says that Minadiv Yayin is the Gemara says in Zvachim Naftali Aleph that Machlokes Tanoim, whether you burn it on the fire or whether you pour it in the Sfalim like regular Nesach. So Mikdash Dovin there is Mechadish that even Mand Omer that you pour it in the Sfalim. But be assured that the Iker Din is that it needs Akhtara. Just, it's an Isser of doing Akhtara because of a love of Eish Tamati Elam Izbeh, Tukar Elam Izbeh, Loi Sichbe. It's love to be Mechabe, the Eish Amarocha. And that's why you do Nisuch. But be assured that the Din is Akhtara. And if, even though the Rambam paskins that you do Nisuch into this Svalim, but be assured the Din of the Korban is for Akhtara. So Mela wants, the Mikdash Ovah wants to say a Chiddush. And that we say that it's oil leishim. You don't need that it's actually eating oil leishim. You need the din of the carbon is something which is supposed to be leishim. It's a maila and a chashivus in the carbon that it's shaykh to the ish. So menela menadid yayin, even though lemaisa you're not makdir it, rather you pour it in this falim because be soy dinoy, it should need to be on the ish of the ma'arocha. Therefore, it needs melech. It's a tremendous chiddush of the Mikdash Ovid in the Das HaRamba. But Mikdash Ovid is handling the Svara of Oil of the Ishim. If Mitzad the Svara of Achayim Boim Lem Choyva, you could also say that, but it would be a bigger Chiddush. Achayim Achayim Boim Lem Choyva is just like the carbon requires Eitzim, requires something else to be burned with it, so it also requires Melach. Achayim, that's only on something which actually requires the Eitzim. Something which is being burnt with Eitzim, so it also requires Melach. Lemaisa, this Yayin does not require anything to be burnt with it. It's beside should require that, but Lemaisa doesn't. Lemaisa, the wine is poured into the Svala. Even in the Chor there, it's much more difficult to say this Chiddush of the Mikdash David, to say that even on Kabi, that Drasha, we would say that because beside it should require Eitzim, so it also requires Melach. That's a component of the Mahalach of the Mikdash David in the Rambam, which is a big Chiddush. Chazanish, Lemaisin, Simin, Chafei, Sifkaton, Yud Zayin, says that it's a Toy Sofer in the Rambam. Rambam there writes that you're Menadev Shemin, so you put on Melach. And when you're Menadev Novoina, you put on Melach. So he says that the Maitik, the one who is copying over the Rambam, so three halachas in the Rambam, Shemin, Yayin, and Levoina. And two of them, the Rambam said Melach. He thought the Rambam wrote Melach in all three. But Lemaisin, the Rambam never said that you need Melach when you're Menadev Yayin. And even with any hezbo we're going to say in the Rambam, if without the Hagoy of the Chazanish in the Rambam, any hezbo that we would like to say in the Rambam, Avad Shver, where the Rambam got this from, the Chor Nisar from the Gemara. But even if it's not Nisar, where does the Rambam get that Minadi Yayin needs to put on it Melach? Another point in the Gemara is the Gemara says that Yotzu Eitzim She'in Mekabalin Tumah. If the Man Tumah had a Tzoli in the Kabbalah's Tumah, they Eitzim because they're not Mekabal Tumah, so therefore they do not need Melach. So Rashi and Tais are bothered. I mean, that Eitzim are Yim Mekabal Tumah. The Habosu L'Rabba is Eitzim V'Levoina. That Eitzim are Mekabal Tumah. So how does the Gemara say here that they're not Mekabal Tumah? So Rashi says it's only Midrabanan. Midoraisa Eitzim are not Mekabal Tumah. Taisva says, he argues on Rashi, he holds that the din of Chibas HaKodesh is Yeh Din D'Araisa. Even though the Gemara calls it Maila B'Alma, the Gemara means it's a Maila D'Araisa. But it's a Din D'Araisa. So what's Pshat in our Gemara? How do we say that Eitzim are not Mekabal Tumah? It says the Gemara is referring to Eitzim of Chulin. Vad etim of a karbonis are mekabel tumah. That's called schibas hakodesh. But etim themselves are not as choshev as basar to be mekabel tumah. Only because schibas hakodesh is mekabel tumah. But midarais is not mekabel tumah. Those are the mahalachim of Rashi and Tesis. However, the achrayim are bothered by a question that hotinach lagabe etim are not mekabel tumah. But the ma'isa, the same drasha we have habasar l'rabos etim is also marbe levoina. That levoina is mekabel tumah. And with the same as far that Rashi and Taisa say by us that Eitzim is not called Mekabel Tumma. Rashi holds that even by Kachim, Eitzim are not Mekabel Tumma, mi Daraisa. Taisa says by Kachim it is Daraisa, but by Chulin it's not Mekabel Tumma. And the Gemara is going by Chulin. Bein Kach Lu Bein Kach. Levoin is also not called Mekabel Tumma. So why does Levoin need Melech? That's the Karen Eir in the Sfasemis. So the Karen Eir says that only Eitzim are considered in Mekabel Tumah because it's not a carbon gomer, Eitzim. Now, she'ein kein levoina, which is a carbon gomer, so then it requires melech. That's the teretz of the Keren Hayra. And the Ravid in Teres Koyanim says another teretz of this kasha, says the Ravid, that levoina needs melech is because it comes with the mincha. Because it comes together with the mincha, so it's like the mincha itself. Just like the mincha itself needs melech, also the levoina needs melech. It says the Ravid, levoina that comes by itself, person that's menadev levoina, still it also needs melach, even though it's not coming with the mincha, and it's not mekabel tumah. Because we learn out of levoina that comes with the mincha. Levoina that comes with the mincha needs melach. So maybe we learn out that all levoina needs melach, even levoina that's ba'av b'fnei atzma. Another point here, the Gemara goes on to be medayik, that we have a miut, that dam does not need melach. Mara says that without the meat, we say dam shouldn't mean melach. How could dam mean melach? When you put melach on the dam, it's nafik le miteres dam. It's no longer considered dam, because dam shemolcha ain't either of them. Answers the Gemara that we would say that you'd put on a little bit of melach, le mitzvah bialma, koma shmolon. A little bit of melach would be enough for the key of mitzvah, and the dam would still be not really salted to be ois dam, it would still be considered dam, but has a little bit of melach, and that would be a kiyum. Kamash malon, the dam does not need melach bechlal. So it's mavur here that a little bit of melach is also a kiyum of malicha. The Gemara says later on that you put on like malicha for kedera, but you salt one side, you turn it over and put it on the other side, like the way that you salt meat in order to kasher it. Mavur over here that a mashu of dam is enough for mitzvah b'yalma. Spamis the Rambam in Parakei Surim Mizbeach Aloch Yud Aleph says that if you put a little bit of melach, it's kosher. It's not puzzle. On things that need melach, on the koimet sevar and that need melach, put a little bit of melach so it's kosher. Mari Korkas and the Mishnah Lamelach say there, the Rambam learns it out of our sugya. We see in the Gemara by us that there's an inyan of mashu melach l'mitzvah b'yalma. And that's also enough of a kiyum for the din of malicha. I mean, the Rambam learned out of our Gemara, which is a Hamamina, what would have been by Dam, the Rambam learned out from this Halacha L'maisa, that things that do need Malicha, if you do it Mashu, the Mitzvah B'Yalma, so it's okay. But B'chari, Yesh Ladun, Yesh Lachkar, in what way is it a Kiyum? Does Gemara mean that there are two levels of the Kiyum of the Mitzvah Saseh? The best way to do the Mitzvah of Malicha is like Malicha L'Kedera, to really salt it up. B'di'eved, you put a little bit of melach, so it's also a kiyum of the mitzvah. It's a lechatchila and a b'di'eved way of doing the mitzvah. That's one way to learn. Or no, you could say a different shot in the Gemara. That the ilam, the mitzvah of melicha, needs melicha like melicha l'kedera. Mar says later on in the Omud, you need to really salt it up. Just the Gemara means to say that it wouldn't patzel the karba. The thing that needs melach, no, melach is ma'akev, but if you put on melach, a little bit of melach, so it's kosher. It's not possible. So I found this question is machlokes in the achrayim. The Zecher Yitzchak that we mentioned yesterday's year from the Rabbitzel Lepanovicher, he says that there's a difference between the asay and the lois asay. The asay has a certain gedarim of how to do the ma'isim, of how to do the ma'isim melicha. And the Leitz HaSeh is Timakrif without Melech. Timakrif Tofel, like the Rambam says. Saltless. That's the love. So he says, it may not mean that they want to say is a Mizdin. that for the mitzvah you need like malicha l'kedera, and without that it's not a kiyum mitzvah. But that you could put on a little bit of melach and it won't pass with that krava. That's not, there's no kiyum mitzvah in that. The pshat is that for the, it's not being makriv tofel. It's not being makriv without any salt. It does have some salt in it. It has a little bit of salt, and therefore it's not considered being makriv tofel. It's a very clear chiluk of yidvarav. However, the lashon of the Gemara is not to mashma say. The Gemara says you put in mashu le mitzvah bi alma. Lefi the zecher yitzak lachar, there's no kiyum mitzvah bechlal in a little bit of malicha. Just the pshat is that there's no mitzvah, but you're not over the iser. In the Gemara, it's mashma that it's not a kiyum mitzvah bechlal. So BMS, brought down from the sefer Ben Peiras to Rabbi Yisrael Engel. Rabbi Yisrael Engel wrote the Asan Dereisa and the Gulyeni Hashas. So he is big, Bucky and Eloi, a lot of, and in all of Shas. So he once brings a raya from our sugya that chati shir and mitzvah say is also a kiyum mitzvah. And he learned the Gemara, kipshutai, like the words of the Gemara mashma, that it's a mitzvah b'yalma. And so he also understood that avada the ikr kiyum mitzvah is like a malicha kadeir, like the Gemara says later on. And that's the correct shir, the correct way to do malicha, is malicha l'kedera. But malicha mashu l'mitzvah bi'alma is a half of a malicha. And it's also a kiyum, it's also something. It's also considered a kiyum mitzvah. It's not, even though mitzvah is not able to be done in the entire, in the whole full-blown way that it should be done, there is still mitzvah me to do in whatever I can do. So by dam, if there would not be a specific miyud on dam, then I would understand that you have to do whatever you can do on dam. And here, Bakarcha, you can't do the full malicha, because that would make it no longer right to be dam. So Bakarcha, what you would do would be a mashul mitzvah b'yalma, and that's also a kiyum mitzvah. But even the Fidvar of Lachar, it's a good, the Rambam has a makar from our sugya. The Marikorgis and the Mishnah Lamelach say that the Rambam learned out of our sugya that a little bit of malicha, it's no longer, it doesn't pass with a karban, that's so muchach. Because whether it's a full kiyum mitzvah or a half a kiyum mitzvah, but if the dam is, if somebody needs malicha and you don't do the full malicha, so it's a puzzle, then something more doesn't make any sense. What would be the havamina to do a little bit of malicha and dam? A little bit of malicha is still going to pass with a karban. So any way you learn the Gemara, whether the Gemara is talking about the mitzvah or the paslus, it's muchan or Gemara that there is no paslus by a little bit of malicha. Just the Zecher Yitzchak held that it was not a kiyum mitzvah bichlal. And Rabbi Yisrael Engel held that no, that it's a mixas kiyum mitzvah, and the Torah is mitzvah to me to do even the mixas kiyum mitzvah. Another point here, the Gemara brings down the memra of Rav Yehuda, that Evar Meshet Slan Vehelon Ein Bohem Mishum L'Reach Nichoyach. That if you roast Evarim before you put them on the Mizbeach, so there's no Reach Nichoyach. What does that mean? What's normally we say things are kosher or pasul. Here, Rav Yehuda said a memra, "Ein mehem mishum l'reach nichoyach." What's din l'maisa with these evarim? Are you makter them now, or you're not makter them? What are you supposed to do now with these evarim? You weren't supposed to roast them first, but now you did. What's the din of these evarim? So, in Sefer Doivei Meisharim, from the Chabina Rav, in Chelek Gimel, Simin Chaf Gimel, Ois Gimel, he brings from his brother the Chazoy Nochum, that held the pshat in the Gemara was, because there's no reich nichoyach, so im ala yeris, yatsu midei me'ila. There are cultures, nothing to do with these evarim. The whole point of being makter evarim is to make a reich nichoyach. You're not going to make a reich nichoyach, nothing to do. No, not only are they puzzle, even if you put them on the mizbeach, you take them down. That's what he held. Even though all psulim that happen after Kabbalah and Zrika for sure are called psulim akodesh, and their din is im ala lo yerdu, Kinira that the Chazon Nochum held that's only because of a paslus, that something a maisa happened to this that wasn't supposed to happen, yoytze lina tuma. So it, the carbon still physically the carbon is roy. It has a din that it's pasul. So that din doesn't pasul it entirely. It still could be a malo lo yirid. Mashein kein when the actual aver changed. It's roasted. It's no longer going to make a reich nichayach. So it lost its whole point. What's the point of putting on the mizbeach? There's no reich nichoyach bichlal. So it's in his imala yerid. He held that therefore, it's in his imala yerid, and therefore, mele yeld also, that there's no me'ila. The klal of me'ilah is that things that are oimid for hakrava are kotshi Hashem, and they have me'ilah. This aver, which is no longer going to have, which is dinizim ala yerid, so it's called like kotshim shemesu. It has no more kiyam in kotshim, and it taught to me day me'ilah. Me'ilah v'chazoy nochum had a question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Maseches Krisos, and Av Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that a person eats chaylev of noisar, so he's trying to bring a carbon for chaylev and for noisar and for meila. And of the isurim, there are chaylev and noisar and meila. So ask the chazoy nochum manashach. If you cooked it and then you ate it, so you shouldn't be chay for meila or from noisar. It's no longer kachim. It's not roi for reach nichayach. Elamai, you ate it raw. And that's where you can be chayiv for noisar and for me'ilah. But how are you chayiv for eating chaylev? How are you need to eat things kederach achila. If you eat meat that needs to be cooked, and you eat it raw, so you're not over the Isra of eating chaylev. This is the question of the Chazoy Nochum, based on the way you learned Pshat and Or Gemara, that there's no reach nichayach means that it's an ola yerid, and it's no longer roi for akrava b'chlal. So he got stuck in the Mishnah and Krisos. So the Shabina Rav said that that's not the Pshat in Or Gemara. That the Or Gemara says that Eimim Mishum Rech Nichayach means it's not a Gishmak Akhtara. It's not the way Akhtara is supposed to be done. But Akhtara is Kasher Lechatchila. You could still, now that you shouldn't have done this. But now that you did it, it didn't have to be Malav Eivar. He goes on to say the Shabina Rav that even if the Pshat in the Gemara is Eimim Mishum Rech Nichayach, means that you're not supposed to be makter them, but still the Shabina Rav held that the din is imala lo yerid. Why? Because they're kosher bebama. The Gemara says in the end of Zvachim and of Kuf Yutes that in the bama the haktar does not need to be l'reach nichayach. Reach nichayach lefnei Hashem and not in the bama. So Mela says the Shabina Rav that the klal of imala lo yerid is things that have a hechsher b'makom acher. Their din is imala lo yerid. So also these Evarim, Maisa are kosher bebama. So, and that's important word that we could learn out the Hakrav and the Mikdash from Bama. So because they're kosher bebama, the din is imala lo yerid. And therefore they're not yotzei midei me'ilah. Anything which is imala lo yerid, so it still has me'ilah on it. Akoponim, we have three drachim how to learn the Pshat and the Gemara that these Evarim are ein mem reach nichayach. Chazoy Nochem held it means that they're pasul entirely and imala yerid. Shabina Rav says that they should at least be imala lo yerid because they're kosher bebama. And there's another malach to say that they're even kosher lechatchila. Now that you did it, and even though you were not supposed to do it, but now that you did it, so you're makter them lechatchila. Another point about the Zevarim Shetzlan is the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das in Simin Tzadi Aleph, Seif Sif Katan Tes. There he's talking about the Machlokes, the Rashba and the Ran. The Indine Melicha. The Gemara says that Maliach Harei Kiroitech, that if you salt something, put on a lot of salt, the same shear of Malicha that you have by Karbanis, things that have a lot of salt on them, they're Kiroitech. If it didn't like being hot, and therefore they could be Maflatam. If I have a piece of treif meat that's very salty, right next to my kosher meat, so my kosher meat became treif. Because when something is very salty, so it gives off tam. It's like it's hot, it's like it's roasted on the fire, and therefore it can give off tam. So there's a machlekes the Rashba and the Ran. At what point do we say Maliach is Kireteach? How long does it take for Maliach to be Kireteach? The Rashba's opinion is that it's immediate. As soon as something is salted, then from that time, it's Kireteach, and it can answer anything it touches. That's the opinion of the Rashba. And the Shach goes Barichos there, that the Halach is like the Rashba, that as soon as something is salted, so it immediately gives off time. It's already considered kireteach. However, the Ran holds not that way. The Ran holds that we only say maliach kireteach after the shir malicha. There's a certain amount of time that the meat needs to sit in the salt in order to kasher the meat, when you're trying to kasher meat. So it needs to sit there. Machlek is how long that is. However many minutes that is, 13 minutes, 18 minutes. Whatever the shir malicha is, there's a certain amount, that's time that, in that time, the meat gets salted. The Ran's opinion is that only at the end of the Malicha process is it Kireteach. But during the process, it doesn't have the ma'al of kireteach. That's the opinion of the Ran. However, the Rashba and most places can say no, that immediately becomes kireteach. So the Chafiz Das says that from our sugya, l'chayr, there's a raya to the Ran. Where's the raya? Because olive oil needs salt. You need to put salt on olive oil, and the din malicha applies to evar, like the Mara said earlier on Dafchav. So ask the Chavis Das that you put the melach on evarim. Right away, the evarim are like reiteach l'fi the Rashba. L'fi the Rashba, that melach harayik reiteach is miyad. So if you would roast these evarim, then you cannot be makter them. So as soon as you put salt on them, it's like roasting them. It already become roasted. Already, it's like it's on fire. So it has the same din as evarim shetzlon. Because the salt, the process, the effect that salt has on meat is similar to that of heat. And therefore, it's like you heated up the meat. And it's therefore, it should no longer be l'reich nichayach. How can you ever be makter evarim? According to the Rashba. Soon as you have to put salt on them, then as soon as you put salt, it's kereiteach. And ain't ben mishum reich nichayach. So the Chavis Das says that it's not a riot. Why not? He says that that the Rashba holds, and maliach kireteach is miyad, is only on the tzir that comes out of the meat. When you have meat and you salt it, so then the juices come out. It's, you see, like red juice coming out of the meat. That's the tzir, the juices that are in the meat that come out when you salt. That the Rashba holds is kireteach miyad, but the actual slab of meat itself does not become kireteach until the shir malicha. Here the Rashba agrees to the Ran that the only time that the meat itself becomes kireteach is after the shir malicha. But the tzir, the juices that come out of the meat, they are kireteach miyad. And that point is where the Rashba and the Ran argue. So Mela says the Chafiz Das, it's not a problem, because the meat itself is not considered kireteach by putting salt on it. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, in Moisach HaShabbos, Minchas Chinuch says it comes out l'fi the Chavis Das, Pasha l'cheshvin, that you have to be makter devarim right away. Once you put salt on them, if you leave them around, shir malicha, so then it'll be maliach kireteach, and they will no longer be royal akrava. So you have to do aktara soon, very soon after malicha. Vada that comes out l'fi the Chavis Das. Chorah is aura that the Minchas Chinuch does not point this out, but the Mishnayos and Maseches Tamid, they talk about the Seder of the Hakrovas HaTamid. So it says they put the Evarim on the Kohanim and put the Evarim on the Kevesh, and then they salted them, and then they came to Lishkas HaGozes and they said Shema. They said Shema, Elohim Shemaya, Kam Shemoy Nesrei, they said Birkas Kohanim, they said Aseres HaDibrois. Then they did the raffle for the Keteres, and then they went and they were makter the Evarim. So I don't know exactly how much time it took. Mishnah doesn't tell us, but feed the Minchas Chinuch, that all has to be within Shir Malicha. Because once it's Shir Malicha, it says originally they salted them. They salted them and put them on the Kevesh. They put them on the Kevesh and salted them, and then they went to say Shema to Davin, and then they came back to be makter them. So we hope that they Davin quickly, and it wasn't 18 minutes for sure, not from the time that they salted it until they were makter it. So it wouldn't be a problem with Evarim Shetzlon. This all comes out according to the Chavis Das. However, in the Imre Baruch, or Hagoyis on the Chavis Das, printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch on the Chavis Das, and he says that he disagrees with the Chavis Das' question. He says that even though our Gemara says that dam, once you do malicha on it, so it's considered like reiteach, and it's yotza michlal dam, but that doesn't mean that evarim that you put salt on them, and they become reiteach, that you cannot be makter them. He says, Yisudinim rachalukim b'yisoydina. That malich is kireteach is because of the heat. The heat of melach makes it like it's boiling. It can give off tam. And before in the Rashba in Chulin on the Kufir days, and it's because of the heat. As we find in other dinim that melach gives off heat. Before Lagabe Hatzmona on Shabbos, and melach is a davar amoisif hevel. Melach he heats things up. So the din of layachbar says it's marking melach from your friend's wall. Rashi says, because it's Maisiv Hevel. Melach heats things up. So therefore, Meliach is Kereteach. It also heats up the meat, just like boiling it. The Rishonim and Avodah Zarah, the Rabban and the Rashba, are bothered that how can you allow to salt things on Shabbos? Why you not chayv mishum mevashel? And they say that even though it heats it up, it doesn't get it to the level of bishul to cook it. But mashenir for giving off tam, that's enough with malicha. Akoponim, the effect that salt has on meat is similar to that of heating it up, in the sense that it will make it hot. And once it's hot enough, so it will give off tam. That's the svar of maliach harei kiroiteach lagabi yisra v'heter. However, the svar of the varm shetzlon is not because they're hot. If you can make them hot, won't make them pasul akrava. Sul akrava, Rashi says in Zohar daf mem vav mem beis, is because they're sulei maski recha. They, once they've already been roasted, they won't, when you burn them on the mizbeach, they won't make a smell anymore. They won't make a good smell. Says the Imri Baruch, that's totally in actually cooking them, putting them on a fire. If you heat them up without a fire, just internally, like with salt, even though they get to a level of heat, but because it wasn't done on a day of fire, the fire takes out the reach. It makes rain. When you roast something, when you cook something, it smells good. So the fire process, the fire itself is what makes the reach come out. So here, even though you heated them up, but because it wasn't done on a day of fire, so therefore they could still make reach. And therefore the basis of the question of the Chavzaz is incorrect, says the Imre Baruch. Even though Malicha is Kireiteach, but it won't make the Evarim like Evarim Shetzlon, that they're no longer Ma'ala Reach. Now start the Sugya of Dam Shebishloi, which is a big Sugya. Over here it's the Hard Sugya Mshat, and as many Nafkaminas and other places, and big Nafkaminas Ladina from the Sugya of Dam Shebishloi. The Gemara is before a member of Zairi that Dam Shebishloi ain't no Everlof. The Gemara beforehand said that also Dam Shemolcha ain't no Everlof, because Maliach Kireteach, like Rashi says. So when you have Bishol or Reticha or Malicha and Dam, it's ain't no Everlof. Then the Gemara wants to make a chilek between Chama and Ur. That you do it in Ur, so in fire, so it won't go back to its original state, but in the sun it will go back. The Gemara says, even though it won't go back, but still it came in the Nidche. So then the Gemara is machalik between Chatoyis HaPnimiyos and Chatoyis HaChitzoniyos. Because Chatoyis HaPnimiyos, they need the Tavah V'Hiza, and it's not Roy. Shingim HaChatoyis HaChitzoniyos, not. And Rava says that you're still Chayiv on Chatoyis HaPnimiyos, because Ho'u Kenegdoi B'Chatoyis HaChitzoniyos. And Papa says, Mele also Dam Chamor comes out that way. So, there's big machlokes here. Rashi and Tesis, how to learn the whole Gemara. Rashi learns, as Tesis points out in Rashi, that when the Gemara is involved between Pnimiyos and Chitzoniyos, the difference is: is it roy for Zrika? Is it too hard? Did the dam get congealed, and it's no longer roy for Zrika, or it is roy for Zrika? And therefore, Levi Rashi, there's no longer a chiluk. Once the Gemara is machalik between Pnimiyos and Chitzoniyos, there is no longer a chilek between Bishlai, Be'or, and Bechama. They're all the same. The question is the dam congealed or the dam is not congealed? Once the dam becomes congealed, so now it is no longer roi for Zrika by Pnimiyos. It's not roi for Tfilah for Azor. For Zrika for Chitonius, it's roi. So again, Rashi holds that halacha l'maisa, both Lagabi Dine Kachim, and both Lagabi It's Isra V'Heter, but the Isra Dine Machilas Dam. With Maskana, there's no difference between Chama and Ur. It's all the same. The question is, it's all telling one thing. Did it get congealed or did it not get congealed? If it did not get congealed, so even if you cooked it, Lefi Rashi, it's so roi for Zrika by Kachim, and if you eat it, you're chayef. If it did get congealed, now we start our sugya. Because this dam that's congealed, whoever it got congealed, whether you cooked it in a fire, or you left it around, or it was in the sun, however the dam got congealed, now the dam is not roi for Zrika by Chatoyis HaPnimiyos. By Chatoyis HaChitzoniyos, it's still roi, because they just need a Nesina, and it's roi for a Nesina. But for Chatoyis HaPnimiyos, it's not roi. So there's one difference in Dinei Kachim between Pnimiyos and Chitzoniyos. Congealed dam and not congealed dam. And by dam that's congealed, it's possible for Pnimiyos, even if you'll go and make it roi again, because of Dichui, like the Gemara says. Once it was congealed, it's possible Olam by Chatoyis HaPnimiyos. That's the name of Kachim. What Lagabi Chulin? What's Lagabi Achilas dam? So here we have a Machlekes, it's Iri and Rava. Ze'iri held that the same dinim that we have by Kachim are also dinim by Chulin. And by Kachim, therefore by Chatayis HaPnimiyos, where it's not roi for Tzvila V'Haza, so if you eat it, you're potter, because it's not roi for Kapara. Mash'enkei b'chitayis HaChitzenyos, and Kol Shekein by Chulin Mamish, so you're chayiv, because there it's roi for Zrika, by Chatayis HaChitzenyos it's roi for Zrika. And Chulin is, it doesn't have to be roi for Zrika. So me'el you're chayiv. So the only tour that we find with Yirashi, of Achilas Dam Shebishloi, is according to Ze'iri, by Achilas, by Chatayis HaPnimiyos. And Rava's Mechadesh, Rava argues on Ze'iri, and Rava says that even Chatayis HaPnimiyos, when you eat them, you're also chayiv. Because it's roi, holo, knegli roi, b'chatayis HaChitzenyos. Because if it would be Chatayis HaChitzenyos, it is roi for kapara. So the dam is considered roi le kapara. So Memela, you're chayiv on the Achilas dam. So again, to summarize quickly according to Rashi, the maskana, all dam is the same. The nafkamina of how you did it, bishul is the same thing as just dam congealing it. It's all totally in once dam gets congealed, so now it's not roi for kapara by chatois apnimiyos. Everyone agrees on that. It is roi for kapara by chatois achitzenyos. Now, legabi v'achila, so this is iri patterned by pnimiyos, because it's not roi for kapara. And Rava was in Becharish Svar legabi dini achila, and even on pnimiyos yerchayiv, hol kenegdu roi b'chitzenyos. However, by Achilas Chitzenyos or by Chulin, everyone agrees that you're chayiv, because it's right for kapara by Chatayis HaChitzenyos, and then even Ziri agrees that you're chayiv. Meil according to Rashi Lalacha Lamaisa, if Dam Chulin Shabishloi is chayiv, chayiv kares, because Hol V'Roi b'Chatayis HaChitzenyos. That's according to Rashi the Sugya, and that's Lamaisa Mefurish in Rashi in Chulin and Daf Kuf Tesam Aleph. That in the Mishnah. That Rashi holds that dam shebishlei is chayiv by chulin. It says there in the Mishnah that you're not if you eat the leiv, so you're not over. You don't get malchus for eating the leiv, even though the leiv has dam inside. Obviously, the heart has blood. So Rashi's before that is talking about after bishul. So why do you not get malchus? It says Rashi brings the Gemara in Krisos because it's a leiv oif, and the chicken's heart is very small. There's no kizaitz. Before in the Rashi that. Other dam, if you do eat a kezayis of dam, even achar bishul, so you get malchus. That's what we're in Rashi here. The Rishonim asks, "It's connected to the sugya by Yosem Menachis. Dam shebishul ain't over a love." So the Rashba there in Chulin and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph wants to say there's a chilek between Kachim and Chulin, and only by Kachim you don't get malchus, but by Chulin you do. However, if you Rashi, it's even more clear than that. It's not even by Kachim and Chulin. The difference between Chatayis HaPnimiyos and Chatayis HaChitzenyos. Hold in, it's only by Chatayis HaPnimiyos you don't get Malkus. But by Chitzenis you do get Malkus. And Lefi Rava, even by Pnimiyos you get Malkus. Because Hov Roi b'Chitzenis. That is Shitas Rashi. However, Taisus argues on Rashi. Taisus, though it's very non-mashma like Rashi, in the Cheshvan HaSugya, comes out, that Taisus points out, Lefi Rashi, that Rava argues on Ze'iri. And before, Rava quoted Ze'iri. Very big problem. So Taisus says that there's two parts to this Sugya. There's a sugya of bishloi, and then there's a sugya of kafai. Two different sugyas. Dam shebishloi, that's the din of Ze'iri. Everyone holds that you don't get, that you're not over. That everyone holds of. That there was no machlekes of that. Even if it did not get congealed, Taisa says. Even if it's still, you could still do a tefillah v'hazah, everyone agrees that you're not over on it. Taisa says, why not? Taisa says, because that's right for a kapara. See, we'll see soon why that is. But the everyone agrees that dam shebishlei it's ain roi for kapara bichlal, and therefore you're not over bein b'pnimiyos bein b'chitzenis bein b'chulin. This dam is not roi for kapara. That's the din of dam shebishlei. Dam shekafay, so the dam just got congealed. It was not yet in special. There be'etzem there was the cooking process to change the consistency of the dam. Dam is still the same dam, just it's congealed. So then it's just not roi to do a maisa zrika on it. You physically can't do the maisa zrika. Dam shebishlei, the problem isn't in the maisa zrika, but it's a different type of dam. Dam chemically kilu got changed. It's a different type of dam. Dam shekofoi, shekorash, this dam is still the same type of dam. Just because it's hard, so therefore it's not roi to do a zrika on it. So now there's a chilek between chatois apnimiyos and chatois achitaimiyos. Chatois apnimiyos, it's not right for zrika, but achitaimiyos, it is right for zrika. That's lagabe dinei zrika. What's lagabe dinei achila? So here, lagabe dinei achila, Rava says a svara that even apnimiyos, which is not right for zrika, but because holu kenegdo roi by achitaimiyos, there you could do a maisa zrika on it. So then you're chayiv. That whole svara is only when the problem is in the maisa. Dam is physically doing the maisa, so that I could say, well, there's no, it's not actually, Dam isn't actually different. Just you can't get out a good maisa zirik on it. You can't do a tvila. However, right, bechatoy sachitzenius. But Shane came by, Dam shebishlai, there, Pasha, Dam is not right for kapara. All Dam is not right for kapara. And there, the kule amir potter. That's the singular few tesis. And therefore, the opinion of tesis, as almost all the rishayim is halachala maisa, that Dam shebishlai, by chulin halacha lemaisa, ain't no ever love. There's no iser bechelal. This is the shita mekubelas b'divrei apayskim. The dam shebishloi is no iser deraisa. So lefize midaraisa, we don't need to do melicha. We that cook all of our meat, cook it or roast it, however we're eating our meat, unless you're eating raw meat. But if you're not eating raw meat, then there's no necessity to do melicha. Lefitzes midaraisa. Midrabanan ube yashiv even dam shebishloi. And that's why we need to do malicha. But midaraisa lefitaisis, there's no necessity to do malicha. And therefore, maisa that comes out to kulas in the paiskim, because the maisa that we if we never on halacha like taisis. So that we need to do malicha is only the dindarabonim. That's the opinion of taisis. We just mentioned one other shita in the din halacha maisa of dam shebishloi. So in Rashi holds dam shebishloi is an ishid deraisa. Taisis holds it's only midarabonim. The Rashban Chulin and Tavkuf Yiralev brings the sheet of the Bala Itter, which is a sheet and soitz, that there's no Malkis for Dam Shebishloi, but there is an Itcher Daraisa like Chatzi Shir. Meaning the Bala Itter, Lagabi Ar Sugi Vaidlerim Shavak Tesis, that Dam Shebishloi, Eino Eivir Olav, everyone agrees. Eino to the Din of Zairi, the Gemara has never changed our mind about that. Everyone agrees, Bein Bechulin, Bein Bekotchim, Dam Shebishloi, there's no Malkis, there's no Karis. Yet the Bala Itter says there's an Itcher Daraisa. Just like Chati Shir is Asher Min HaTorah, so this also is Asher Min HaTorah. This is, for me, that's a big chiddush here in the Bala Itter. What we are used to in Chati Shir Asher Min HaTorah is a person eats half a kazayas of chelev, half a kazayas of nevela. The chelev and the nevela is a full chelev or a full nevela. Just you ate a smaller shir. The Torah only gave malchus on a shir shalim. Yet Chati Shir Asher Min HaTorah, because it's close to a shir shalim, it's on the way, getting you to a full shir. It's also Asher Midaraisa. Not to get Malkus, but it's Asher Midaraisa. But the Bala Itter is talking about here, you ate a Kezayis. But you ate Dam, which is not entirely Dam. It's not the full-blown Dam. But it's still enough related to Dam to be like a Chatishir. The Indian of Chatishir doesn't mean only it's the right type of material, just a smaller amount. That's called the Chatishir Bekamos. It's Chatishir in quantity. There's also Chatishir in quality. It's related to the Isser, but not the full type of Isser. It's also called an Isser of Chati Shir. Also, we have a din similar to this. The Rambam holds that if a person eats things that come out of a behemah, which is tummy, a person eats milk, drinks milk from a camel, from a pig, the Rambam holds that even though it's Asher Min HaRaisa, there's no Malkus, because it's like a Chati Shir, says the Rambam. Means it's the full Isser is eating the behemah tameh itself. Eating the yaitzeh min ha-tameh, so that's connected to the Isser, but it's not the Isser itself. It's like a chati shir. So derech zeh is what the Bala Itter holds. That dam shebishloi, that there's no kares and malkus, because it's not the right type of dam, it's not right for kapara. But because it's still dam from a behemah, so it has in it an Isser d'arais of me'ein chati shir. However, Leinus Parish Lehedi B'Divrei HaTosfos, why is it that Dam Shebishloi is not right for Kapara? Well, why not? Why can't you use it for Kapara? So the Asim D'Araisa and Simen Dalet brings Mekoiris that things that are Mavushal are considered Nishtana Mitzurasam. And when the Torah needs something for a mitzvah, it needs a Kitzurasai. And Bishol changes the Tzura of the Chavtza. It's no longer the same Chavtza. Brings that that's the Psul of Yayin Mavushal and Ma'ushon is possible for Nesachim. Later on, Menachos and Nafpevav. And the Rosh in Bar Basra and Hamayach Peres and the Ran and Arev Tzachim say because it's nishtane. Wine that's cooked is nishtane. It's no longer the right surah of wine. Similarly, it brings us in the Araisa from the Gemara in Sukkah that Esrik HaKavush V'Amavushal Pasol. You cook an Esrik, it's no longer Rayu. Why not? Elamai says us in the Araisa that once it's cooked, there's a shinu in the surah. Things that are nishtane mitzurasim is not what the Torah said. The Torah said an Esrik meant all natural ingredients. Don't do anything else. Don't change it. A pure Esrik. An Esrik that's cooked is no longer in the original tzura of the Esrik. Who had been by dam? Dam that's for kapara. So he said, only dam which is pure dam. Dam that there's Yad Adam changed it. They cooking it. So that's no longer roi for kapara. That's the asin derais and simen dalet. After the stipler here in Menachos, simen yodalet, it's medayik from the Rishonim and Chulim, different mahalachinis. The Ran and the Rosh and Chulim. The Rosh and the Ran is the following. Time of the dam shebishloi dekemesh and his bashel, nofik lei miteres dam. Chain bedam shemolchoi, hoil moluach arei kereiteach, tzli tchoshev nishtane, te'eno ever alof. The Ran says it's not right, it's nothing lei miteres dam. Artei says it's not right for kapara, that's Teis Vayosim in our sugya. Ran calls it that it's ain't a royal teres dam. Now like Rashi and Teis say by us that it's ain't a royal kapara. So Stabler wants to explain Pshat in the Ran that dam has to be dam wa nefesh. Isser of dam is because it has its right to give chius to the Baal Chai. So once dam is cooked, says Stabler, it's ibid skula zu. Plus, if you take dam and you cook it and you put it back in the cow. The cow can't live with such dam. That dam is not dam that's right for the inyan of dam. The inyan that the isser of dam is because dam is dam wa nefesh. This dam is not right to be dam wa nefesh. That's what he wants to say. Pshat in the Ran. That's why it's not for the Torah is dam. The Ran doesn't mention the aspect that it's not right for kapara. And he says even more medrash in the Rosh in Chulin. The Rosh says the nafik legamri miteir is dam ha nefesh. The Rosh says it's not considered dam nefesh. The Rosh does add in the tein royal lechaper, but he says that tein royal dam nefesh. That also zrika is totally in adam wa nefesh. But it could be that ikur nakuda in the reason the dam is not roy is because the dam is no longer roy for a nefesh, and mela it's not roy for zrika. It's also not roy. It's also no isra achila because both of these things are totally in that the dam is a nefesh. But that's the Rosh and the Ran in Chulin. But the Rosh and Tezbeis is different. Tezbeis says, Ein Oray Lekapara. Chert, Lefi Tezbeis, you have to say like the Asim De'araisa, that it's a klal. And once things are changed, then they're not Roy for the mitzvah that Terry gave them. This is all, again, in the opinion of Tezbeis, and these Rishonim say that Dam Shebishloi is an independent problem. However, as we mentioned, Rashi holds not that way. Rashi holds Dam Shebishloi is not a problem by itself. The problem of Dam Shebishloi is because now the dam gets congealed. And the congealed dam is not ready to do a maizah tefillah v'hazah. Well, a few other auras here in this sugya dam shebishloi. As we mentioned, the Gemara is mechalek between chatois ha-pnimiyos and chatois ha-chitzonios. The pnimiyos, it's possible by dam shekorash, because you need tefillah v'hazah. And she ain't by chitzonios, where you need lekicho nesina, so it's roi for that. So the chayim before in the Gemara, that legabe kachim, dam shekarash is kosher. Because you could still do lekicha and nesina and dam shekarash. It's not right to do a tvila. You can't be tevil is going to the mikvah. You can't get your finger in all the way to be nitval in the dam, to be submerged in dam that's congealed. But to just do a lekicha, to get some dam off, that you can do even on dam shekarash. You're able to scrape some dam off the top. You can do that even on dam shekarash. That's the chayim before in our Gemara. Or the Achrayim have a big question. Like Karenoira, the Chazanish, the Biskarov, the Mikdash David. They ask from the Mishnah in Psochim. It says there that if you shech the Pesach before the Tamid Shalbein Harbayim, Pesach is supposed to be shechted after Tamid Shalbein Harbayim. If I mistake, you shechted the Pesach before. So you can't do Zrika until after you do the Zrika of the Tamid. So what do? So we wait for the Zrika of the Tamid, and then afterwards you do the Zrika of the Pesach. It says there in the Mishnah of Samach Aleph that someone is memaris bedomoy achi zorik dam atomid. Someone stirs the dam until you do Zrika of the Dama Tamid. Why is this person stirring the Dam of the Pesach? So that it should not get congealed, obviously. That's what we're worried about. If the Dam will get congealed, it will be puzzle. But Harei Pesach is not a Chatoris HaPnimiyos. There's no din of a Tava of a Yiza by Pesach. So why over there is there a problem of Dam Shekorash? So on this, I'm going to want to say, it could be that Pesach is different, because the Pesach is B'Shvicha, and not B'Zrika. Things that need Shvicha to pour them, once it's congealed, it can't be poured. Pouring is only Shayach on the liquid. So that answers the Sugya Nesachim. So the Mikdash Dabin and the Chazanish want to say that maybe also Karbonas that need Zrika might be the same way. That Zrika, Mara says in Avodah Zarah, you need a Zrika Mishtaberes. And then when you throw the dam, it will splatter on the Mizbeach. If something is a solid, so it won't splatter, it will just bounce off the Mizbeach. And that's not going to be the right type of Zrika. So it could be the Gemara by us only meant by Chaitoyes HaChitzonius. That's the one case. Chaitoyes HaChitzonius don't need Zrika. Chaitoyes HaChitzonius need, you touch with your finger to the Mizbeach. Shoot, that's spoke about in the Shurim in Ezum HaKoyman. Pasha Dvarim from the Sugya there, like the Chazanish says that you, by Chaitoyes HaChitzonius, you touch the Mizbeach. And there it's right. You scrape off some dam from this congealed dam, and then you put it on the Mizbeach. And that you could do by Chaitoyes HaChitzonius. So it could be that only specifically by Chatoyis HaChitzonius is what the Gemara means, that it's not Roy by Dam Shekorash. However, we're still going to get stuck. The Gemara earlier on Daf Hei Amud Aleph says, by Mitzoyra Shiktim Chatosoy Le'ashamoy Lo Yeyachir Memaris V'domoy El Yetzi Le'beis HaSreif. The Mitzoyra has to shecht the Asham before the Chatos. If he shechted the Chatos first, so it's puzzle. And but the Brisa there adds on Lo Yei Acher Mimaris Bedomoy, meaning don't think that it's only problem lechatchila, and once you do a zrika of the dam ha'asham, it's okay. So let's wait to do zrika of the dam ha'chatos by someone, and someone will stir the dam while we do the asham, and then we'll do this dam ha'chatos. Mar says no, it doesn't help you. You already passed it. The shechita passed it. Yetzi lebeis hasreifa. But it's mavur that by a chatos, when you have to wait to do Zrikas Dam HaChatos, you need someone to stir the dam. Why do you need someone to stir the dam? Chatos Mitzayir is a Chatos HaChitzayna. By Chatos HaChitzayna, we're in our Gemara, that it's Roy for Lekicho Nesina. Kushi Atuma. There it's before that even Chatos HaChitzayna needs Mirus. You need to stir it so that the dam should not become congealed. They have a tzad to say, That's maybe only in lechatchila. Lechatchila, it's better to do zrika now that's not congealed. You could do zrika, but lechatchila you do zrika and dam and you stir the dam that it should not be congealed, or midrabanan efsher if there's a psulin dam that's congealed. Even by chatas achitzayna, with the midrabanan we did passel it, and therefore we stir the dam that it should not become passel midrabanan. That's what the Chazanish and the Mikdash David done. Save shot to answer up that Gemara. However, the Biskarav here in stencils brings from Reb Chaim a different teretz that la'olam dam shekorash is pasul even by chatoyis achitzayna. I repeat, la'olam dam shekorash is pasul even by chatoyis achitzayna. That's what Reb Chaim said. L'chayr the Gemara says not that way. The Gemara says hasam the lokach v'nosan amrachmana. Points out Reb Chaim that you don't find anywhere else in Seder Kutchim this chiluk between chatoyis apnimis and chatoyis achitzayna. Only in our sugya, Menachas Afchafalef, which is talking about the din of Achilas Dam. And not the Gemara makes an Afkamina. But Lagabi, the din of Zrika's Dam, we never find a Chiluk. Let's say, but the Mice of the Gemara says a Chiluk. So we're behind the following. That La'olam, even by Chaitas Achitzayna, you really need Tfila. You need to do Tfilas Etzpa. Mice Mavura, this way in the Rambam, in Perakei, Mice Karbonis Alochates. Says the Rambam that in we call Karbonis Shaton Hazoyas Dam Beetzboi Alachatas Bilvat Shnemar Bava Tovel Etzboi Badam Tzorach Shehesham Dam Kadei Tfilo Lo Shisapik Etzboi Badam. Says only by Achatas you need Tvila and Hazoya. The Rambam here in the previous Halachas, the Rambam was talking about Achatas Achitzoina. It's Necheles. In Din of Achatas Achitzoina, the Rambam says it needs Tvila. So clear in the Rambam that also by Achatas Achitzoina you need Tvila. Our Gemara is not that way. Says Reb Chaim, no. That by Chatas HaPnimis, you need Tvila, because it has a din Tvila. Pasuk says, V'tovah V'hiza, so its din is B'tvila. Even though it needs tefillah, it's not because of tefillah that it needs tefillah. It's only because of lakicha that it needs tefillah. You have to take the dam on your finger. How do you take the dam on your finger? The way to take it is you stick your finger in the misrak, you get the dam on, and then you do the nesina. So practically, it needs tefillah, but not because of the din tefillah. Terry never says tefillah by chitzayna. But the ma'aseh, it needs a tefillah. So therefore, says Reb Chaim, there's no nafkamina practically in dinei zrika between pnimis and chitzayna. Both of them, you need to be maris adam. You need to stir the dam, and that it should not become congealed. Because also by chatas achitzayna, once it's congealed, you can't do it. The nafkamina is in dinei achila. By chatas pnimis, once it's congealed, it's pasul for zrika. Now that it's chalan and a psul, so it's not right for kapara. So maybe if you eat it, you're potter. Nashein kein, by chatas chitzayna, there's no chalois psul in the dam when it's congealed. Just, you can't do as, practically, you won't be able to do as rika. So the mice, you're not going to use the dam. But it's not a chalois psul. Memela, the if you eat it, you're chayv. However, the Reb Chaim said, the just come out of nafkamina, also the gabe din is rika. With the nafkamina is if it gets congealed, and then you stir it again, you make it liquidy again. Bechatas pnimis, it's for sure psul, because it already chalapsul. Mashiach bechatas chitzayin, it was never chalapsul. Just practically, you couldn't do it. Now, if you found a way to do it, it will be kosher. So says Reb Chaim, so Lemaisa, we didn't answer the kasha 100%. His aura was that the Gemara only mentions enough kamina, lagabe dini achila. It's never mentioned lagabe dini zrika. It comes out that there is enough kamina in zrika also. If you stir the dam till it becomes liquidy again. By pnimius, it's still possible. And by chitayin, it's not. That's a rakoponim, that's the mahalach of Reb Chaim, that heals that practically, even by chatas achitzayna, your dam that's congealed is possible. It's not possible, but it's not usable. However, the other achoinim, the Karinayra and the Chazanish and the Mikdash David, learn the Suga Kipshutai, that actually is roi to do a zrika by chatas achitzayna, on dam that is congealed. Just to mention two other points quickly, an inyan of dam shebishlei, but the isra of dam shebishlei. The Shagas Aryeh in Chuvas Chadoshay, Simin Tazayin, and the Chsam Sofer in Yerideh, Simin Ayin, are mechadish, that even if he tases, the dam shebishlei, ain't over love, that all means that there's no isra kuris. But there still is a chiv malkis, a lav. Where do we get a lav without a kuris? They say like dam oivarim, dam in Yishech to Behema, so the dam that comes out b'shas shchita or misa is called dam nefesh, and that there's a chiv kares. But the dam that's left inside of the Yivarim, that dam has a lav. So say the Shagatari and the Chsam Sefer, the p'tur of dam shebishla is called Zeina Roy Lekapara. By dam Yivarim, it's also not Roy Lekapara, and so the Torah gave a lav. So Memela, we see that the lav is unrelated to the fact that dam is right for kapara. And mele, who had by dam which was right for kapara, now that it became no longer right for kapara, but leigara midam ha'ivarim, which has a lav. Very gishmak it's for it. However, in the Rishayim is mavur, not that way. Rishayim is mavur that there's no itzer deraisa bichlal. Except the Rashi brought the Bala Itter that there's a chati shir of an itzer deraisa. But that's without malchus. Chati shir is without malchus. So mavur no the Rishayim, not like this for of the Shagas Aryeh and the Chassam Sefer. The question is, why not? L'chari, they're right. It's like Gara from Dam Ha'ivarim. So the stipler in Simin Yadal answers that Dam Ha'ivarim, says the stipler, is Dam that could be Dam HaNefesh. Haray, a behema, similar to a person, that has a heart and has veins and arteries, and the Dam goes from the heart through all the body and comes back. Dam is constantly in moving within the body. That Dam HaNefesh has a Chiv Kares and Dam Ha'ivarim not is at the time that the behema dies, so the dam that comes out at that time is considered dam nefesh. Dam that stayed in the Ivarim was not dam nefesh. So it's not the dam that actually doesn't come out b'shas yitzias nefesh. That's dam Ivarim. But it's dam which could be dam nefesh. If you would have waited 2 minutes and then you shechted it, so the dam which actually came out would not have come out. That would have been inside the legs. And the dam which was in the legs when you shechted would have come out. So you shechted it right now, so this dam came out and other dam stayed in the legs. But even the dam that stayed in the legs is dam which is is has a kiyum of the nefesh. The nefesh is connected to it. It's theoretically roi for kapara if it would have been in the right place at the right time. Mashenkin dam shabishloi is dam which is not roi for kapara. It's not roi for dam nefesh. It's not because it was chemically changed through the cooking. So this dam is now is considered bechefs a different dam. And this dam is not roi to be dam nefesh and not roi for kapara bechal. That's one point. The last point to mention about Dam Shebishloi is the question of the Nadiv Yehuda, son of the Nadiv Yehuda. That the Gemara in Bechiris and the Vavim and Beis is Mavur that there's a Chiddush that you could let it drink milk of a behema. Why is it a Chiddush? We would think that milk of a behema should be Yasser. Why? Because the Gemara there explains that all milk that comes out from a lady or from a behema is really comes from Dam. Dam nekar v'nase cholov. The dam got mixed up, got changed, got dirty, kilu, and it turned into cholov. But really, all the dam that there is in the body after leida, that dam is turned into cholov, and that's what comes out. So because the cholov that's coming out is really dam, so therefore it should have an isser of dam, and that's why we need the pasuk to tell us the chiddush that you're allowed to drink milk. That's the sugin b'charis davuf. So ask the son of the Nadi Behuda in Chuvus Nadi Behuda Yerudeh Simon Lamed Vav asks that even that if dam is nekar v'nasa cholov, but it's a vada much worse than dam shebishloi, it's not right for a kapara, and therefore there's no esher deraisa. So the milk which is dam shenekar v'nasa cholov vada is not right for a kapara. So why do you have an esher deraisa of dam if it wouldn't be that the pasuk was matirit? The Chazanish says, and it's a fascinating Chiddush. Chazanish says that we find that dam shebishloi or dam that was congealed shekorash, that there's no chiyuv. It's because it's nishtane sheloi keturoso sheloi ketivoi. It's not the natural way the dam is supposed to be. It's not the normal tzura of dam. And Sheinkin says the Chazanish, if the teva of dam is to change and to come out as milk, that's what naturally happens in a behema after birth, is that the dam comes out in the form of milk. So then it's still considered dam. Chazanish goes a step further. Says the Chazanish that if the Torah would not have said that you're allowed to drink milk, then milk would be considered mamish like dam. And you could also be zerik milk on the mizbeach. It's dam. Mamish considered a chefza of dam. And it's dam, dam comes out this way, it turned into milk, but that's dam. So it'd also be right for kapara. That after the Torah says that you're allowed to drink milk, so we no longer look at milk as being dam. But be aside, milk is considered dam. And therefore, because that's a natural way, that's what natural process of dam that turns into milk, and it has all the dinim of dam. Oh. Another point here in the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara says, you do melicha even on Shabbos. It's the chiddush that timlach afilu b'Shabbos. The Mefarshim are bothered, which Isser Shabbos is there here in the Melech? Where you're allowed to put salt on food on Shabbos. Ein ibud b'oichlim. The Mers Mavur in Shabbos. So what should have been the issue that we need the pasuk to say that it's mutter? So in the Chiddush Mamichos into the Rashba, he says that because you're not eating the evarim, so they're not considered oichlim. You know, ain't ibud b'oichlim, but this is not oimid la'achila, so therefore it has an isser of ibud. It's a fascinating Chiddush. And it's totally on the din of the oichel, not in that it's actually an oichel. The Mishnah Melech in Hechel Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Hei, he brings this Rashba, and then he says another teretz. They were talking about a carbon which is nifsal. The carbon was pasul, and you're still makter in midinim olo yerdu. So what's the kunz? Why does that help us? Mara says in Zvachim Adaf Pehei that a carbon that's pasul and you're makter in midinim olo yerdu does not need hefshit. You're makter together with the ur. So now there's an issue of ibud on the ur. You put salt in it on the skin. And that is an issue of ibud. That's the chap of the Mishnah Melech. It's mavur in two things that are chagam in this Mishnah Melech. Number one, that even with something that was puzzle has din of olo yerdu, you makir it on Shabbos. Which is not so pashut. Haray, only a carbon tzibur is deicha Shabbos because the tzibur needs the carbon today. If you have this carbon tamir on Shabbos, that we got puzzle. So anyway, it's not going to help us for our chayva. We have to bring another carbon tamid. Still, the Mishnah Melech holds that it's Zeicha Shabbos. And then the Tzeis Rashba and Psachim and Daif Ayin Aleph and Beis is Mistapik, but they're a korban that became Shaloi Lishma. And the din is that it's Eino Yotzei Deichai Vasa. You need to bring another korban. Is it Zeicha Shabbos or not? And here the Mishnah Melech is Mavur that even something which is Puzzle, as in if Allah Yerdu, it's still Zeicha Shabbos. It's also before in the Mishnah Melech that Haktara Midin of Allah Yerdu also needs Melech. Not only Haktara Ksheir needs Melech, but also Haktara Midin of Allah Yerdu needs Melech. Koponim, so the Teretz of the Rashba was that because it's not Eimid La'achila, so it's not considered Oichlim, and there is an Isser of Ibur. The Mishnah Melech's Teretz was that you did Ibur on the Or, and it's talking about a case that it was Nifsal, and it's in of Allah Yerdu, and it's not in Hefshit. And there's a third Teretz of Rikav Eger that the Nafkamina is the Isser Havara. Now that you put the melech onto, you're also burning the melech. You're creating it, there's more things getting burnt. So you're moisif in the havara of the melech, that's what would be the Isser of Shabbos. However, there's another question over here. So we found the melech of Shabbos that we have in Malicha. But why do we need the pasuk to say that it's mutter? Hare, you can't bring a carbon without melech. If you bring a carbon without melech, it's pasul. So if the carbon is Zeicha Shabbos, for sure the melech is Zeicha Shabbos. Not mitzad the melech, but you can't have the carbon without melech. So why do we need a pasuk to be matirit, even though there isn't melech Shabbos involved, but for sure the Torah is matirit, because you can't have the carbon without melech. It's a very big question. So the Radvaz asks this question in Parakei Sur Mizbech Aloch Yed Aleph, and he says the Torah is coming to tell you that you can put on a lot of melech. But you saw earlier by Dam that when cases of necessity, you could put on a little bit of melech, l'mitzah b'yalma. So we would think that maybe on Shabbos also only put on a little bit of melech. Mashal the pasuk to put on a lot of melech. That's his teretz. Other terutim in the achrayim, but we'll leave it at that for right now. Maisa, there's still a lot to talk about here on this daf. The whole sugya of Mabez didn't get to. The sugya here of the melech agabia Aver Moilin boy, the din of Ve'ilah b'melech, has a lot of yesodus about melech. I'm not going to talk about that right now. I have another shear on this daf. Talk about this sugya, the din of when there's an ilah on the melech, a lot of you say this in the Indian of what melech is, melech being a carbon. That will be for another shir. I'm now going to talk very quickly about this sugya here on Amud Beis, about the Indian of Shkalim. There are two sugyas here to talk about. One is the Indian of Shkalim, which we'll talk about right now. The other sugya which is mentioned here about melech coming Mishal Tzibur, Mishal Yachid, that's also, the Gemara continues on talking about that on Daf Chav Beis. So Mitzvah, that we'll speak about on the Shir and Daf Chav Beis. So again, there's going to be another Shir and Daf Chav Aleph talking about Inyanim of Melach and Me'ilah and Melach and the Inyan of Melach and Eitzim Mishal Tzibur mentioned, talk about at the beginning of the Shir and Daf Chav Beis. Just one last point here, we will talk about right now on Daf Chav Aleph and Beis is the Inyan of Shkolim, of Kehanim and Levim in Shkolim. The Gemara is before that even though a Yisrael, when he brings his carbon, he can use melach mishal tzibur. But a kohen can't. This is the Havin of the Gemara. It's explained in the pshat that if it was going on melach of carbonis, then we would think that it's coming to say that a kohen could not use melach for his carbonis. Because kohanim are potter from shkalim, so less lishka, so they don't have a chelak in it. They don't have a right to use the melach. Akoponim of Uri here in the Gemara, that Kehanim are mufka from the holy Yonim of Lishkov Shkolim, because they don't give Shkolim, because they're not Chayiv to give Shkolim, according to Ben Bukhari. So therefore, they're unrelated to the Chilig Mishal Tzibur. So it has a very nafkamina lemaisa, l'chayra. Rabbi Kager and Tshuva and Simon Tess is mistabek whether Noshim are Chayiv and Davni Musaf. Why? All tefillahs are rachamin. Tefillah of shachar is mincha and ma'ariv. It's rachamin. So therefore, nisha is chayiv in it. She also needs rachamin. No shenamin by rachamin. Mar says in brachas. Ever musaf is not tefillahs of rachamin. It's connected to the korban of musaf. So only someone that was chayiv in the korban of musaf is chayiv to daven musaf. Hare noshim are patern giving shkala. So memela, it says Kager Dan to say, then they're patern for davening musaf. Because they're not shaykh to shkala. Good svar or kiveger. However, the Amudei Or, in Simon Yozayin, has a bam kashim or kiveger. Hare, Ben Bukhari, where we see by us holds that Kohanim are potter in Shkala. Mar here is talking specifically about Kohanim, but as Tais points out, it's not only Kohanim, also Levim are potter. Because the Tzvar of Ben Bukhari is, and before the Mishnah in Shkalim, is that Kol HaOivah HaPkudim, which is anyone that was counted with Klal Yisrael. And Shevet Levi was not counted with Klal Yisrael, they had their own counting. So therefore, Kohanim and Levim, according to Ben Bukhari, are potter from giving Shkalim. Before in Sukkah and Daf Nun Gimel, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya was the chazan for Musaf. And Rabbi Yeshua, as we know, was a Levi. The story of Rabbi Gamliel and Zakenim in the boat. Gamliel gave the Maaser Rishon to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is a Levi. Oh, so Rabbi Yeshua is a Levi. How can he daven Musaf? If Fi ben Bukhari, that Levim are potter from giving Shkalim, so they also don't daven Musaf. So the stipler in Zvachim Simin Dalad says very chashav yisayid that there are two different nidayin. One is the chiv of shkalim, and one is the chiv of karbonis tzibur. Says the stipler that all of Klal Yisrael, men, women, Israel, kohanim, levim, all of them are chayv in karbonis tzibur. Everyone has a daiga that makes sure that Klal Yisrael brings their karbonis that they need to bring. For instance, let's say that everyone gave shkalim at the right time, and now all the money is used up. And it's still have a few weeks left to bring, have to bring Karbonis Tamid before we have the new year of Machzor Shekel. And we need to make a new, we need to raise some money to bring Karbonis. So we go to, so the Gizbar goes door to door knocking to raise money. Everyone has to give him. Not only the people that gave Shkala. It's everyone's chiv to be that there should be Karbonis Tzibur. That's a chiv that's mutal on all of Klal Yisrael. However, there's a unique chiv to give Shkala. Taylor said that the way that we're going to get the Karbonis Tzibur is everyone gives a Machzor Shekel, and that in sum will be enough for the Karbonis for the whole year. That Chiyuv, only certain people are Mechuyiv in that. Only men and not women. According to Ben Bukhari, Kahanim and Levim are Potter. That's to give the Machzor Shekel. So the Maisa Kohen doesn't have to actually give money to the Tzibur to get the Karbonis Tzibur, because they have enough money on their own. Everyone gave the Machzor Shekel. So it doesn't actually require him to give money out of his wallet. But if there is a need for him also to participate, then he has to give also. All the Klai Yisrael is Mechuyiv in the Karbonis HaTzibur. The Meila, everyone else is Mechuyiv in Musaf, because that Chiv is Mutal on all the Klai Yisrael. So Noshim and Levi and Kahanim, they're all Chayiv in Musaf. But Shkalim is something else. The specific mitzvah Shkalim they don't have. Our Sugya is telling the Shkalim. Our Sugya is not, a person wants to use the Melach. It's not, this melech he's using for his own specific carbon. So what gives you a right to use the melech for that carbon? It's Tzibur's money. Are you, if you're a chil, if you're one of the donors, if you're one of the people that give shkalim, so that gives you a shaykhus to the lishka. Now you're one of the people that contributed to the lishka. That also gives you the benefit to use money, which really is the Tzibur money. But it gives you the right to use the money of the Tzibur for your own carbonas and take the melech. Someone that didn't contribute to that, so he has no right to use the Tzibur's money. So this is a monetary sugya. Who's shaykh is the mammon of the Tzibur? But the Karbanas and Tzibur, all of Klai Yisrael is mechuyiv. The Meila, everyone else is also mechuyiv in Tfilas Musaf. Ad kan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.